This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises BJP, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats, others have won 6 seats. The India Bloc comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has won the by-election from the Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. She defeated her nearest rival and CPI candidate Satyan Mukheri by over 4 lakh votes. In Nanded Lok Sabha seat of Maharashtra, BJP candidates Dr. Santokh Rao Hambarde lost to his Congress rival Ravindra Chavan. Meanwhile, the BJP-led NDA has swept the by-elections to 46 assembly seats in 13 states. The alliance has backed 25 seats, followed by Congress 7, Trinamool Congress 6, AAP 3, Samajwadi Party 2, and NPP, CPIM, and BAP 1 each. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening after the party's impressive poll performance, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. He said the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the by polls held across several states. He stated that this signifies that people only want development. He thanked women, farmers and youth for imposing their trust in the party. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi also thanked the people of Jharkhand. He congratulated the JMM-led alliance for their performance in the state. Reacting to the poll result, Congress said the party will analyse the Maharashtra Assembly elections result. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said the party had assumed that it will get the mandate in the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from its agenda and continue to raise social and economic issues. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till 20th of December. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a 3-day official visit to Italy from today. He will travel to Fiji, Italy, to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7-related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. President Draupadi Murmu has paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on the eve of Martyrdom Day of Guru Tegh Bahadur. In her message, the president said Guru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his life for the cause of humanity and for the protection of religion. She said he was a great spiritual guide and a true patriot who promoted love and unity and encouraged people to fight for truth and justice. In cricket, India ended day 2 of the first test against Australia in the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth in a commanding position, reaching 172 without loss in their second innings. The visitors now hold a strong lead of 218 runs. At stumps, Yashasvi Jaiswal was unbeaten on 90, while KL Rahul remained not out on 62. And that is the end of this news bulletin.